A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Can't you almost see it? Philip looking for and finding Nathanael to tell him the exciting news that he has found the one Moses and the prophets had written about. And can't you just hear Nathanael saying in a sarcastic way, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip and Nathanael, so different. Philip is eager to believe, open to discover and learn. Nathanael, skeptical, slow to believe, hard to impress. But still, when Philip tells Nathanael to come and see, he does go with Philip to see. And when Nathanael approaches Jesus and hears him say, "Here comes a true child of Israel, there is no duplicity in him," Nathanael asks him, "How do you know me?" Is there some apprehension in Nathanael, or is he just truly impressed with Jesus' comment? Jesus answers, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." And with that response, Nathanael makes his profession of faith. "Rabbi, teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Here is the skeptical, slow to believe Nathanael proclaiming Jesus as the King of Israel. How many storms and miraculous catches of fish did it take for Peter and the others to profess that Jesus was the expected one, the one foretold by Moses and the prophets? And here is Nathanael at his first meeting with Jesus, proclaiming him as Son of God. Can't you imagine Jesus smiling at Nathanael's surprising declaration and saying, "If you think that's impressive, that I saw you under the fig tree, just wait. You haven't seen anything yet. I am just beginning." Just what can I get from this delightful event that took place over 2,000 years ago? One thing that occurs to me is that everyone does not relate to God and events in the same way. Here was Philip, so quick to believe and share the good news. And there was Nathanael, skeptical, close-minded. Yet Jesus called them both and did not expect the same reaction from them. There is more than one kind of spirituality, and God deals with us individually according to the personality we have, in spite of our prejudices and narrow-mindedness at times. In a way, maybe Jesus was telling Nathanael that seeing him under the fig tree was just the tip of the iceberg. There would be countless things that Jesus would be doing to show the Father's love for us. Maybe Jesus visualized the angels, messengers of God, being very busy with God's efforts to draw us closer to himself, to show us how important God considers each one of us, no matter how different we may be from one another. To believe that God's grace is at work in each person and in ourselves, in all the events of our life. To reflect on God's desire to draw us closer, responding to his invitation to intimacy. Could this be what Jesus meant when he talked about the greater things God is doing, not only with the Son of Man, but with each of us, God's other sons and daughters?